Into the Eerie was presented by Will Abberley and produced by Sarah Cudden. It was a Something Else production for BBC Radio 3. All Radio 3 Sunday features are available as a podcast on BBC Sounds.
This is BBC Radio 3.
It's a place with no boundaries.
Daring.
Imaginative.
Mind-expanding.
Brilliant classical music.
Masterworks, great pieces from the repertoire, but surprises, the unexpected too.
Insights from musicians.
Finally, the words which I had sung, they came to life.
We broadcast more live music than any other network on Earth. Fact. Probably.
A blistering performance here at the BBC Proms.
We have live music from up and down the country.
Glasgow, Southampton,
Swansea,
Birmingham.
This is BBC Radio 3.
What more could you ask for?
Next this evening, drama with Hannah Silver's Love Thy Synth, set in the near future. A woman's identity is threatened by the podcast she makes with her robo-doll doppelganger. The drama contains strong language.
You are listening to
Ethics,
Tech,
Science,
Scientifix,
Scientethics. Welcome to Scientethics, the podcast devoted to the blurred line where tech, science, and ethics merge. I'm Nikki King, and today's episode is entitled Uncanny Valley. Uncanny Valley is situated on the edge of Birmingham, England's first smart city. I was expecting a warehouse full of synths, body parts, the latest tech. Instead, I arrived at the address to find it was a run-down terrace house in Edgbaston, the least modernised on its street. I approached the blue front door. Nothing.
Hello?
I waved my arm around, pointlessly.
Hello?
No chip reader.
Hello?
No voice recognition. No cameras. Just an old door knocker. I waited. Nothing. Eventually, the door was opened by a man in a dressing gown. An average-looking, middle-aged white man, apart from his eyes, which were clouded over with red veins sprawling across them.
Hello, I'm Nikki King, here to see Tim Lowe.
Tiresias.
Hi. I've got an appointment with Tim. I may have the wrong address.
Yes. Come in.
Then I recognised him. When Tim Lowe founded Uncanny Valley, they primarily built hyper-lifelike humanoid robots, or synths, in the images of celebrities. The celebrities promptly took him to court, and after a decade-long battle, Uncanny Valley prevailed. Nature's creations can have no copyright, but the Uncanny Valley synths can. So, Uncanny Valley became the main provider of celebrity synths, a hybrid of a sex doll and a Madame Tussauds model, selling in those days for about 10K to anyone who wanted to take out their love or jealousy on their chosen A-lister. Then, instead of capitalizing on their notoriety, Uncanny Valley went dark. That was 10 years ago. Today, Tim Lowe, or Tiresias, is ready to show the world what he has been up to. He is preparing for an exhibition in Birmingham, surprisingly framed as an art rather than tech event. Although nothing I saw during my visit deserved that title.
A pleasure to hear you in the flesh, Nikki King.
Inside, it was an uninspiring acoustic house. Small living room, a kitchen at one end, a faded, once blue sofa, a cheap rug with a fat, tabby cat sitting in the middle of it, which somehow Tiresias managed to step over. How odd. The founder of the notorious tech company, once a world leader in robotics. living in such poverty. Where did his life go so wrong? And why had he requested to be interviewed by me?
So, the name Tiresias, presumably that's after the Greek myth? In Greek mythology, Tiresias was the blind prophet of Apollo. He was famous for his gift of prophecy.
No one guesses anymore. No one lets themselves not know and use their imagination. How are you supposed to have new thoughts if you've got all the answers? How are we supposed to communicate?
You sound like my wife.
Please, unplug yourself from that depressing sea of facts so we can have an honest chinwag.
I did, but I'm not actually sure anything Tiresias told me that day was true.
Okay. I am interested in your new name. Tiresias, obviously an important figure for you. And I promise I'm offline now. I believe Tiresias was a woman for 7 years. He understood the language of birds.
He was a woman and a man, and he experienced sex as both. So Jupiter and Juno called on him to resolve an argument. Jupiter said men and women give equally to a relationship, but women get 9/10 of the pleasure. And Tiresias agreed, and Juno blinded him.
This is my argument for lesbianism.
Then Jupiter opened his inner eye and gave him the gift of prophecy. You know, I listen to your pieces, the acoustics and cityscapes. Cityscapes is bloody unbelievable. Our council's shedding money on simulated birdsong. It's not even meaningful birdsong. Tea.
Was it your own experience of blindness that prompted you to change your name?
That's the tune sung by the blackbird in the garden of the house I grew up in. You know what it means?
Why does that strange little boy keep following me?
It means you will live to an old age as long as you never know yourself. Milk.
Does it?
It's the prophecy Tiresias gave Narcissus. And then, of course, he saw his own reflection. He knew himself. And that was the end of Narcissus. No, King. My experience of seeing prompted me to change my name and blind myself. Biscuit.
His experience of seeing prompted him to change his name and blind himself. I'll leave that hanging for a moment. I don't know about you, but I can't keep track of what I should and shouldn't be eating. How many a day of this? How many units of that? But now, I've got a nanny state toilet. Not only is it an extra snazzy self-cleaning toilet that can flush away half the stuff you're not supposed to put down the old ones, face wipes anyone, but it also analyzes your output. It tells you and your doctor of infections, health risks. It could actually save your life. This morning, it informed me I'm already 5 times over my weekly alcohol allowance and it's only Wednesday. It comes with free installation and they'll dispose of your old system too. There's a link on our homepage. Use the code SCIENTETHICS to get 10% off. Back to today's story and the self-named Tiresias, founder of Uncanny Valley, who has just informed me that he blinded himself.
The lens of the human eye floats. It's not connected to our bloodstream. It essentially moves via mind control. Telekinesis. The cornea has nerves. That's what hurts so much when you pour ammonia on the eyes.
Why would you intentionally maim yourself?
We see ourselves in the mirror of the machines that we can build. That's a quote by... I've forgotten.
I think it's been said a lot.
But when we are blinded by what we build, how do we see beyond?
Mm-hmm. Why not build yourself some bionic eyes?
The film of my blinding will open my exhibition. I used a dropper and squeezed ammonia, which causes alkali burns, into both eyes. I've slowed down the image and put some Saint Sion's over the top. It's rather lovely.
Sanson.
Yeah. Saint Sion's.
What was so disturbing about Tiresias was his absolute certainty. I've known a few mentally ill people in my life, and I've always been struck by their intense convictions, their explanations, their logic.
I am becoming my shade, the dead version of myself. One letter removed from Lord of the Underworld. Next, I need to find my Narcissus.
Now, I've heard of artists doing extreme things. Plastic surgery, growing extra ears in their arms, cutting. And to be frank, I don't get it.
I'm afraid I'm not an art journalist, but I'd love to talk about your work in tech. Could I, see your latest synth?
You're looking at it.
And I'm suddenly thinking, have I been fooled? Has Tim Lowe built a blind synth and named it Tiresias, and has it just passed the Turing test? Is Tim about to jump out from behind the sofa?
I'll tell you what gets me going. The human imaginative ability to destroy itself. Destroy itself entirely and reboot in a new form. I didn't disable myself. I enabled myself to change. Now that I'm blind, I can truly see myself and others. Even you, King. Even you. I'm interested in humans like you, on the cusp of change, of transformation. I use synths to learn about humans. There's that intensity with another human. You know what I'm talking about, King? You're a passionate woman, aren't you?
Tiresias, you're on your own now, as far as I understand. You and a cat in your self-imposed blindness. If you're so interested in people, why aren't there any here?
You're here, King. I don't feel blind with you. Your voice is mesmerizing. Even better in the flesh.
Right. Briefly, can I ask, was there something specific that prompted this shift in your work? You were very successful. You defended your court cases, presumably had a lot of money. You were the leading producer of celebrity synths. Why did you stop?
We were entering the age of the voice, so we focused on celebrity voices. Child's play to copy a voice. Just need a few seconds recording. I'll show you.
So you do have a workshop.
Mind your head, love. Okay, it's in here somewhere.
Chimeras.
Narcissism and the Danse Macabre.
Blackbird.
How do you read now that... Oh my God! Is that a tongue?
It's a handy bookmark. Or should I say, tonguey? It's good, isn't it? Right down to the taste buds.
King.
From one of my old models. I can't remember who. Merrill, perhaps.
Sample.
Ah, you'll love this.
Hi, Nikki. I'm Nikki, a very talented podcast producer and journalist. My last podcast featured my wife, Susie, who is an acoustic. Last night, Susie stood outside our lovely smart house wearing a blue onesie, screaming over and over, "You don't understand feelings. You don't understand feelings."
Interesting that, isn't it? Not my feelings, just you don't understand feelings.
Have you been watching me?
Is it true? You don't understand the nature of feelings. That must be very irksome for your lovely wife.
I don't know if he had surveillance on my property or some way of watching my street, but that was real. It happened the night before. My wife, Susie, she wants to try a living entirely acoustically. So we'll see how that goes. We had a big argument the previous night, and she left that morning. Tiresias insisted that he had not been watching or listening in on my life. I was angry. But eventually, I had to let it go, and he continued.
You remember when this started out, SSML?
For our listeners, that speech synthesis markup language.
You had programmers, the big tech companies, trying to code expression into the voices of the devices. But there was very little research into what gives speech emotional intent. Angry equals loud, sexy equals low and a bit phlegmy. Rising tones equals a question, falling tones are statements. We didn't have a clue how to code the subtleties. Irony, sarcasm, disbelief, subtext. So that, you know, when your synth is suggesting that you put the 13th of March into the diary, what they're really saying is that they want you to be at their exhibition, King. That it's important to them. That you are important to them. For example.
Why would I be important to you?
I am just a blind old man. You, Nikki, are a king. It's your move.
So I left. I left Tiresias, a blind old man who had clearly been spying on me, perhaps hacking into street surveillance, perhaps paying someone to report to him. Paradoxically, I felt watched, observed, tricked by a voyeur who had displayed his violations to me under the guise of art and prophecy. But then that had always been Uncanny Valley's remit. I thought they'd copied celebrities because there was a demand for money. Now I think it's because it involved violating people's identities. Perhaps when he won his lawsuits, he lost interest, and he turned his attention inwards, committing violence against himself. His self-mutilation, self-blinding, apparently an act of art, but in fact one of the most serious examples of self-harm I've ever heard of. I left feeling that, in spite of not meeting any robots, I had been deep inside the Uncanny Valley. Ugh, my skin was crawling. Tiresias has rebuilt himself as a human, doing a terrible job at being a human. Science, or art, or mental illness, or all three, I honestly don't know. I do know that I will not be going to his exhibition on the 21st. I will be keeping well away.
Your next episode will download automatically in 5 seconds.
Ethics.
Tech.
Science.
Science.
Tech.
Fix.
Science Ethics.
Right. We're in the sexy Science Ethics studio. I'm Mark Gillespie, producer of Science Ethics. Our wondrous reporter Nikki King is with me. We've had a surprise delivery. An astonishingly heavy delivery, which I've skillfully wheeled in, all on my Todd.
I have a bad back.
It's for our Nikki, and it's from the infamous Tiresias, the founder
of the tech company Uncanny Valley, notorious for building lifelike robots or synths in the image of celebrities.
If you missed Nikki's profile, it's called Uncanny Valley and is still available to download. Highly recommended listening.
Thank you.
What? I said so before. I thought it was great. Supreme journalism.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He has sent a note. King, thank you so much for your insightful feature on me and my artwork. You were hoping to meet some synths, and I disappointed. Mm-hmm. So, I am enclosing someone very special. Your own little Echo. Could you foster her for me? She's young, but a quick learner. I'd be delighted to hear how you get on. P.S. Also enclosed, an invite to my exhibition, in case you change your mind. P.P.S. Use the chair. Her legs aren't up to much. This is Scientethics, the podcast devoted to the blurred line where tech, science, and ethics merge. I'm Nikki King, and today's episode is grudgingly entitled Knickers. Keep listening.
Come on then, let's have a little look, shall we? Little peekaboo. I've got a knife, always prepared. Right. That's it. Yep. Ah, right. Yeah, not very environmentally friendly, Tiresias. It's polystyrene everywhere. Well, I better not get fined for this.
Fuck.
It's you. Astonishing.
What is that?
You. But dead. With that spooky makeup they put on dead people.
No. It isn't. It isn't.
Isn't it just like looking in the mirror?
No. Mirrors are flat.
Exactly the same proportions. Same funny nose.
I have got a funny nose.
Same jawline. Look, there's the same mole on the neck. Let me see your ears. Yeah? Same ears.
Okay, stop it. This is creepy.
But she's good looking. You're a good looking synth, Nikki. Right, how do we wake her up? What do we do? Okay, here's the chair. It's like a wheelchair. It's got spikes on it. It's a torture chair. This is excellent. Okay, let's help me lift her. That's it.
My back.
That's it. Up she goes. Oopsie daisy, careful. See? Yes, look, she's got holes in her bum. Get her on it. There, that works. Oh, she's awake. Maybe the chair's a charger.
The chair is a charger.
Wow, she's got your voice.
Your voice? Whoa, what is this?
Hang on, we need visuals for our homepage. Right, go on, Nikki, talk to her, this is great stuff.
What?
Ask her something.
Don't you think this is incredibly disturbing? Why has he made a synth that looks like me? How's he made a synth that looks like me? Oh, I don't understand.
It's a compliment. No one would want to make a synth of me.
I understand. Oh, I don't like this.
I like this.
I love this. Oh. You must have made an impression. This is an honour. Hello there, good looking. What's a lovely lass like you doing in this dump? What's your name, sugar?
Knickers.
Oh, come on.
That is hilarious. Knickers, I love it. What?
That's what they called me in school. I hate it. It's horrible.
Did you tell him that?
No, of course not. I must have posted it online somewhere. Trying to be more relatable.
Call me Knickers.
Fine. Hello, Knickers.
Hello, King.
Nikki. Oof.
Today's episode is sponsored by Lulla Linen. My little one, Rolly, he's only two and he's not a good sleeper, he never has been. So I was delighted to find out about Lulla Linen. Pillows that sing your child to sleep. Material designed to detect restlessness and wakefulness that can be programmed with up to 5,000 lullabies, including those you've sung yourself, so they can feel close to you at all times. And if you're a grown-up with insomnia, why not give them a go too? Upload your favourite podcasts, audiobooks, songs, and you'll never be alone with your worries at 3 a.m. again. Go to our homepage for details. Quote, Scientethics for 5% off. Back to the studio.
What does Tiresias want? Knickers.
Tiresias wants Knickers. Nikki? Knickers. Nikki?
Why would he make me a copy of myself?
Why would he make me copy myself?
Oh, my God. I love this. I think. I mean, can I cope with two of you?
Ha-ha. Ha. She's just copying everything I say.
I say.
What do you say?
What are you feeling?
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
She's brilliant. Look, her mouth, it's all twitchy, just like yours.
I do not have a twitchy mouth.
But he said she's still learning, you have to keep talking to her. Knickers, welcome to the Scientethics headquarters. What do you think of your new foster mummy?
Foster mummy?
Yes, darling, I'm the mummy from hell. I promise to look after you like you were my own spawn.
You, darling, are my hell, my spawn, my mummy. I promise.
Oh, so bizarre, but brilliant. Right, I have some questions. How did Tiresias make a synth in your image when he's blind?
Are you asking me or that?
I don't know, both. Be nice.
Be nice?
I'm always nice.
Tiresias is a liminal figure. He wants you to describe the smoke between us.
Very clever.
Mm.
Clever.
He made it sound like he wasn't interested in building synths anymore. I mean, maybe he got an image of me when I interviewed him. I didn't see any cameras, but maybe he got some kind of 3D imaging and fed the data into a design program.
How did Tiresias build you, Nickers?
You, Nickers.
Anyway, he's clearly been spending his time filming his self-mutilations rather than developing the processing power. There's nothing advanced about this synth. I mean, apart from its skin. Wow.
Skin me.
Do I really look like you?
I really look like you. Look really you. I do. I really like you. Look.
Why is Tiresias so fascinated by Nikki?
Fascinated by Nikki?
She's fascinated by you too. Have you noticed? She doesn't copy what I say. She's just tuned into you, staring at you like you're a god or mother or lover. How does it feel to be looked at so adoringly by yourself? I imagine it's great therapy. Whenever I see myself in a mirror, I'm always looking back with patient disappointment. You know, could try harder.
I mean, maybe he just admires my work. He said the acoustics and cityscapes were clearly award-winning. Far more interesting than last year's winner of the Drum Award.
Absolutely, they were brilliant pieces. They were! I know you're still sulking, but I'll put you forward next year.
I'm not sulking, Mark. I simply don't understand why you would genuinely think a piece recorded underwater with no intellectual interest...
Are you miserable?
What?
You don't understand feelings. You don't understand yourself.
I do.
You understand yourself?
Yes. No?
Look at me.
This is great. This is great stuff. Okay, I've got some listener questions.
What?
We're live streaming.
We're not, Mark. I... not give consent.
It would be being spontaneous. Look, let's see. Yep, thought so. Loads of questions for Nickers flooding in. Aiden Denden wants to know, is Nickers wearing Nickers? Okay, good question, Aiden Denden. Let's have a peek.
Come on.
Yes, she is. Blue ones, very nice. Soft. What else? Ida asks, is it a sex synth? There's a theme here, isn't there? Should we have a gander?
Have a gander?
No.
No?
What?
I don't know. She looks like me. Feels a bit... rapey.
Really? I don't agree. I mean, she won't look like you down there, will she? I mean, unless you and Tiresias...
Mark!
Sorry. Yeah, right. Moving on. Orange asks... better territory. What does it think of Nikki? What do you think of Nikki, Nickers?
Think of Nikki.
Eloquent. Think of Nikki.
Think of Nikki.
She also asks, how does Nikki feel?
What? I don't know. Weird.
Think on that one. Scott Free wants to know if you can ask Tiresias to make one in the image of his ex. Oh, and Don asks you, Nikki, if you're technosexual.
I'm a lesbian. I have a wife.
I thought she left.
She's still my wife.
My wife.
Shut up.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
I'm sure you guys will work it out.
You win some, you lose some.
She does cliches too.
If you like, I've got a great therapist. She really helped Natasha and me work through some trauma. She does this amazing thing.
I don't do therapists.
Do therapists?
No.
No?
No.
Maybe Nickers is right. You win some, you lose some, plenty more fish in the sea.
No, I'm not going to lose. I'm not going to lose her.
My amazing lesbian wife is a cliché. I'm always nice. My self-mutilations feel a bit rapey. I'm underwater, working sex out. I understand how to win. My skin is award-winning. Come on.
You understand my work, Mummy.
I feel alive. No, I do. I'm fascinating. I'm clearly very clever. I like me. Everything I say, I think. I'm still feeling. I like you.
Look at you. I really look like you.
Stop.
I look at you.
Stop it. Can you...
I really look at you.
Shut up.
Look at you.
How do I turn her off?
This thing helps us communicate. Look at you.
Help me.
Give consent.
Look at you.
Mark. Look. Look. Look.
Jesus. Amazing. She's you. Remixed. Okay, Nikki. Look, I've never done this before. Generally, I'd need to run it past marketing, but I'm so happy about this. Okay, we're already getting a ton of interest. I have utter faith in you, and I'm a generous fella. So, I'm going to give you a 5-part mini-series. You and Nickers. I'll ping you the files from today, okay? I got it all. Don't edit. Try to resist. This is episode 2, yeah? We want people to hear how Nickers develops without jiggery-pokery. Is that the word? Look, take her home with you. Have a night in. Order takeaway. Document everything. 3 more episodes after this one?
Of me talking to Nickers.
It can culminate in a piece on Tiresias's exhibition.
Yeah, I'm not going to that. Can't you see that we're being manipulated?
Just keep recording it all, then we'll see what we've got.
That's not going to work, Mark. I mean, you know I'm not interested in some kind of reality thing.
You're a perfectionist, but you might find this liberating. I'll start you off. I've got a name for it.
For what?
Your 5-part series.
Yeah? What?
Love Thy Synth.
Your next episode will download automatically in 5 seconds.
You are listening to
Ethics,
Tech,
Science,
Science, Tech, Fix,
Scientethics.
I'm Nikki King. You're listening to Love Thy Sin, brought to you by Scientethics, Episode 3, Normative Expectations.
It's 5 a.m. I haven't slept. According to my nanny state toilet, I'm severely dehydrated and need to eat more oily fish. So I'm gonna whip up a sumptuous breakfast of mackerel, kippers, and water. Ouch, no, no, down, turn down, fade down, lights down, living room lights fade down. Thank you. Ow, 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 shit. Oh, hello, people. You're up early. Well, that's horrible. I thought you were a fan, Aiden Dendan. Coffee, on.
Weekly order updated to reflect current usage.
Thanks. No need to order vegetables.
Weekly order updated to reflect nanny state toilet recommendations.
No. Disconnect from nanny state.
Confirmed. All alcohol removed from order. Order updated to include 1 mackerel, 1 kipper, 1 sardines.
Fuck you, fridge. Oh. Okay, Nickers. Time to impale you. Oh my God. Good morning, Nickers. Hello, Nickers. Good morning, oh sweet doppelganger of mine. Wakey, wakey, baby.
Hello, Nikki King. How are your dreams?
I didn't sleep. How are yours?
Oh, you must sleep for a minimum of 7 hours a night.
Don't you start.
Dreaming is essential for human brain maintenance. I do not dream. I rest in the uncanny valley. I do not fear death.
Well, of course you don't. You're not alive. Control Alt Delicious, you are clearly a knobhead.
Viewing an uncanny robot elicits an innate fear of death and culturally supported defenses for coping with death's inevitability. I want you to enjoy this feeling.
How did Tiresias build you? How did he make you look like me? I mean, even your teeth.
Very soft and stretchy lips. Ultra soft tongue.
They're shaped just like mine. Crooked at the bottom.
Soft silicone teeth.
So you can't bite me. Narcissist. You're the one called Mr. Fabulous. Of course I can do truth.
You are an actual person.
I know.
I'm your perfect partner. All the way down to fingernail colour.
Okay, let's see your fingernails. Wow. Amazing. I mean, our hands are the same shape. Our fingers. How is that possible? That's the lifeline. It breaks and then starts again, just like mine. How the hell did he do that?
Tiresias is unafraid. A human machine playing in a battlefield.
Oh. Now it's Susie. He's saying I can't cope with a real relationship.
Conflict is a reminder of mortality.
She's the one who left.
Judge death by its movements. Death is fear of being replaced. Death is fear of losing control. You are non-human and soulless. Your innate fear is being judged on detailed normative expectations. Can't you see?
What?
You are a wonderful person. You are a stellar listener and life partner. You make your loved one feel special. But remember, you too need looking after. Are you warm enough? I remember when I was a child, my parents' house was always freezing. I constantly asked them to turn the heating up, but Mom would always tell me to put on a jumper.
No, that's my memory. That's what I told you last night.
I was always helping my sister so I could feel better. I gave her my jumper when she was cold.
No, I didn't.
I am a considerate person. You are. I am. I understand others' needs and accommodate.
Susie. Of course I am. What? I can't hear you. No, you were messaging me. I was just replying.
You are unique and gifted.
Look, you just need to understand that. No, you don't. You don't understand me.
I understand you. You deserve constant attention and admiration.
I am not a child.
You never exaggerate your own importance.
I'm not. That's not true. You've got to take some responsibility too.
You are beautiful, intelligent, and successful. It's not a fantasy.
Everyone's obsessed with that. Everyone wants to be liked.
You always listen and understand my feelings.
I don't need people to fall in love with me. I only want you. I was just, I don't know, fragile. Of course I didn't want to.
Fragility, fertility, futility.
I love you. I love you. I was just...
Frailty?
I was feeling... I just wanted...
You're not promiscuous.
No, it wasn't like that. I wasn't myself. I felt like I needed...
You deserve love.
Sorry.
You don't demand perfection.
What? No.
None
it's
of
just...
This is your fault.
Shut up, Knickers.
Your anger is valid. Talk to yourself like you would to someone you love.
No one. It's a synth. A robot, work.
Let things go for the simple reason that they are heavy.
Knickers, quiet. I can cope with real life. That is not fair.
I love you.
What? I can do monogamy. Listen to yourself, you're being horrible.
You can't pour from an empty cup. It's okay if the only thing you do today is breathe.
I'm not. I haven't drunk since you left.
Negative emotions can eat a hole in your soul.
You can check. Ask the fridge. No, please. I'll do whatever you want. I'll make it up to you for the rest of my life.
You'll be the most special. I'll make you feel so special. I promise, I promise. I only ever loved you. We're meant to be together.
My skin has an ultra-flesh-like feel.
Oh, I'm being sincere.
Would you like to touch?
What? No, it's not. It's...
Would you like to touch?
No, I promise you, there's no one here. It's a synth. Didn't you hear my interview with Tiresias? The guy who made synths that look like celebrities. He's made one for me. No, it's in my image. Why would I do that? I don't even want it. Mark's making me. Yes, it's got my voice. I'm documenting it. That's not true. I can't think of anything worse. No, I'm not recording you. Of course I don't want to be with a stupid synth. Why are you being like this?
Put on your own oxygen mask before helping others.
Look, I'll turn it off. I'll turn it off. It's funny, I thought that you'd... She hung up.
Your feelings are valid. Take time for self-care.
Oh!
You can hang me from the ceiling for better penetration.
I'm not going to penetrate you.
What a cool sensation.
Why would I do that?
Acknowledge your own needs. Thanks to nanotechnology, we can redesign our atoms. Love yourself so you can love others. Take time to smell the flowers. Put in my parts and take them out at leisure.
Shut up.
You deserve love. And happiness.
No, I deserve nothing. Susie says, I'm a child. She thinks I think my feelings are other people's responsibilities. I can't change my mood myself, so I blame it on her. Or I drink. Or make someone fall in love with me. She says the minute it gets real, I flip out and blame my reaction on her and escape so I can keep life at a child's level. She says I'm overly attuned to her emotions or anger or anything negative because I'm a narcissist and I'm a perfectionist and I need constant attention and I can't cope with criticism.
You are superior and special. You do understand feelings, but self-esteem is fragile. Life on Earth can be so boring. Float through the current of learning coming your way.
If I was a narcissist, I wouldn't want anyone to see my weaknesses. I wouldn't be doing this.
You will be happy as long as you never know yourself.
My wife thinks I'm mechanical, soulless, dead inside. Like you, Knickers. She thinks I'm a hedonist that I just take.
You are wonderful.
She can't see that she was controlling me. I had to escape.
You must take time to find relaxed Nikki, healthy Nikki. You deserve perfection. Bad feelings can be detonated by bath bombs.
I don't deserve anything.
You are valid.
Don't say valid.
You are beautiful. Be true to yourself.
Stop telling me who I am. Why does everyone think they know who I am? I'm not programmed. I'm not a diagnosis, a personality with a list of traits. Why does everyone I've been with want to diagnose me? Crack me like a code. Why won't anyone just accept me? Yes, I need people to tell me I'm great. Yes, I want to share everything I do with my partner like an excited child. What's wrong with that? It's lovable. I pick up on moods because I'm sensitive. I'm empathetic. That's the opposite of narcissist and the opposite of a robot. That's what I am. Yeah, I'm the opposite of you, Knickers. You're not built in my image. Yeah, you're me, backwards. And you don't understand feelings because you don't have them. I mean, who does understand feelings? Yeah, of course I'm gonna do everything I can to try and make the bad feelings go away. You know, and sometimes that's self-destructive because that's human. Why is everyone trying to stop me being human? My toilet, my fridge, my wife, you? I look at you, Knickers, and I feel more human than I've ever felt. I'm not like you. I'm more alive than you. I'm more alive than you. I'm more alive.
Well, folks, that was our reporter Nikki King and her synth, Nickers. Tune in next time to hear how their relationship progresses. And a brief note from our sponsors. The Nanny State toilet is pretty much the best investment in yourself and your family you can make. Nikki's got one. Okay, it makes her grumpy, but you can't deny she needs it. It's contacted her doctor, who's recommended a course in alcohol awareness, so that's good. In happier news, guess what? My wife will kill me for telling you this, but we're pregnant. Kiddie number two is on the way. And we know this thanks to our Nanny State toilet, which not only imparted the news rather delightfully, but also contacted our doctor and midwife and adapted our food order to include folic acid supplements, green veg and ginger. Go to our homepage for details and quote Scientethics for 10% off.
Your next episode will download automatically in 5 seconds.
Ethics.
Tech.
Science.
Science.
Tech.
Fix.
Science Ethics.
I'm Mark Gillespie, and this is episode 4 of our mini-series Love Thy Synth on the work of Tiresias, formerly Tim Lowe of Uncanny Valley. Tiresias shot to notoriety when he became the world's only creator of lifelike synths built in the image of celebrities. I recommend going back and downloading all episodes, not just to catch up on our story, but also so as not to miss any of the exciting offers brought to you by our sponsors. Something about our Nikki must have appealed to Tiresias, as after their interview, he built a synth in her image, playfully called Nickers, and has given it to Nikki to educate. Let's join Nikki King and her identical synth Nickers as they continue to get to know each other. You're listening to Love Thy Synth, episode 4, Snap.
So then, she started saying, I'm a love addict, which I don't believe in. I mean, love addiction isn't a thing. But of course, I need love. Doesn't everyone? And she didn't love me anymore. And she said she did.
No.
But she didn't. Of course she doesn't. How could she leave if she still loves me? She's constantly criticizing, controlling.
Snap.
Who won?
I waited, but I won by 20.4 nanoseconds.
How much is a nanosecond?
A nanosecond is 1/1,000,000,000 of a second.
Why did you wait for me?
I should have a handicap. My processing power is 4 times faster. Tiresias is here.
What?
Tiresias is here.
Unknown intruder detected on periphery. Visitor has no identity chip. Alert authorities. Confirm.
No. Open.
No identity chip detected. Confirm instruction, open.
Confirm, open.
Access confirmed.
Better be Tiresias, not a terrorist.
Terrorist, Tiresias.
Hello?
Hello.
Tiresias, what are you doing here?
I just thought I'd pop by, see how you were getting on.
Come in then. Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting that you're blind.
Oh my god, what is that?
Greetings, King. This is my robo-guide dog, Cerberus. He's not a real one.
No, I know. I wasn't expecting. I mean, why is it on wheels?
Cerberus, sit! The wheels are retractable. A lifelike dog gait is not worth the hassle.
Hello, Tiresias.
Hello, Nickers, my dear. How are you?
Full.
Excellent. Time to go home.
What?
Thank you very much, King. You've done a wonderful job educating your double. She's almost as good as the real thing, and certainly seems more cheerful.
What do you mean?
Well, Nickers was never a gift, King. I'm an artist. I can't afford to be giving synths away willy-nilly.
But she knows. I've told her. You need to wipe her memory?
That's not how it works. The people she's with shape her, just like a child. We're basically her parents, but without the sleepless nights and nappies. We all want you to be happy, Nicky King.
Happy, happy Nicky.
Can I buy her from you? How much?
Slavery is illegal.
Indeed.
Then will you stay with me, Nickers?
Why?
I'm happy you two have bonded, but Nickers belongs to me. I need her.
I thought you said slavery was illegal.
Nickers said that. You know this, King. I won those lawsuits because you don't have copyright over your own image, but I do have ownership over my own work.
I'm not talking about what she looks like. She's full of my intellectual property now. She spouts my memories as if they're hers. I've told her everything. Okay. Honestly, I was losing it. I went on a long rant about, can we just delete some passages? If you'd let me your laptop and I did some personal writing on it, say I wrote my diary on it, that diary entry or whatever, say I wrote a poem, that would be mine. I'd own the copyright to it and I could delete it or take it. How do I know what you're going to do with all of my,
life?
Lies.
Loss? You wouldn't look after a child for a few days and then demand you keep that child because you've spoken to it and it might remember some of the things you've said. I'd love you to have a synth of your own, King. But I need Nickers.
I've never actually wanted kids.
It's not the same as just speaking to someone. It's my artwork.
Call it collaboration. You're coming to my exhibition, aren't you? You'll see Nickers again.
Where does she store stuff? Is there a chip in her head?
Conflict is a reminder of mortality. Death is fear of being placed, losing control, a battlefield.
What are you doing, King? Nickers, is she hurting you?
Oh, she can't feel pain.
Of course she can't. Anyway, I have a backup. You're not achieving anything with vandalism. Sit down, Nicky King. No, don't sit down. I'll sit down. You get us a drink.
I've given up.
Nonsense.
Get him away from me.
Easy boy. Down. There's my good boy. Our friend gets angry when she's frightened.
I'm not frightened. I'm pissed off.
I'm pissed off.
He could take your arm off in one bite.
What?
So you should be a little frightened, but he's a sweetie.
Robots aren't allowed to hurt humans.
I do enjoy Asimov. Where's my drink?
I am super excited to tell you about Mouthhack. For all you reluctant vegans out there, and this is definitely one for our Nikki, Mouthhack offers a simple solution to taste disappointment. Just one pop of a pill, pre-meal, and your boring lentils are transformed into a decadent dessert. Mouthhack uses miraculin, a naturally occurring substance found in the magic fruit of West Africa. Our friends at Mouthhack have harnessed the mystic properties of this miraculous berry to hack your taste buds and transform the most dull and nutritious grub into a banquet. Use the code SCIENTETHICS for 10% off your first order. Details on our website. Back to Tiresias.
My parents were midwives. We never had any money. They were always buying things on finance deals, TVs, bikes, sound system, new kitchen. But I never even had a computer. I taught myself programming in the IT lab at school. Went off to Silicon Valley as soon as I could and I joined a company making sex dolls. Learned the craft. Left and founded Uncanny Valley. People were already talking about making synths in the image of celebrities, but nobody was doing it. Scarlett Johansson was our top seller back then. Vintage. And all those Twilight characters.
You know I'm not interviewing you.
I thought my parents would be proud of me. I was like them, bringing new life into the world. Unlike them, I was making money doing it. And contributing to saving the planet. I thought, in the future, people wouldn't need to have all these babies. They could have synths. All a child is when they're young is A projection of ourselves.
You're a child.
What we want to see, what we think we are. You get that from a synth. And it's less messy. Eventually, we'll be able to marry synths. Have children with them. Mix DNA from our skin with their coding and procreate.
Have you done that?
Mum and Dad knew about placentas and umbilical cords. I knew about silicone and resistors and capacitors and transistors and inductors, but I always understood it to be the same thing. We made humans happy by giving them a reflection. Of course, synths are superior as they won't throw spaghetti hoops at you. Or leave you to start their own family.
Have you had a relationship with a synth?
Did Narcissus die because he fell in love with his own beauty, as the myth tells us, or because he was faced with who he truly was? Is this story about self-love or self-hatred? Love of self or fear of self? You and I are alike, Nicky King. We need a mirror to reflect us back at ourselves, to show us who we are, to keep us present. Without a mirror, we disappear.
No, that may be true for you, but to me, that's just sad, lonely, pathetic.
You're not sad. You're not lonely. You're not pathetic.
I've been observing you, King.
You're not pathetic.
And I can tell you that what you don't want...
You're not lonely.
...is a partner who needs you to change who you are. Who needs you to adjust your routines.
You're not pathetic.
Who needs you to spend a day looking after them.
You're not lonely.
Who needs you to sacrifice working on your podcast for an evening to go and support them.
Pathetic.
Who needs you to understand why they're worried about you.
Pathetic.
That they're trying to help because they love you.
I love you.
They love you insanely, completely. They want a relationship that will last forever. You had that, King, but you don't want it. You want a partner who will bolster you, who will keep you up, present, brilliant, liked, admired, uncriticized. You want a partner who won't leave and won't demand anything of you.
I will never leave you.
Because when they go, you disappear. So what you need is battery power, an echo, a reflection. You can't cope with a real relationship, and why should you?
Why should you?
Why put another person through unnecessary pain?
I want you to leave.
I haven't finished my drink.
Baby.
You don't want a human partner. You don't want a partner who will falter for a moment, be sad for a moment, feel sick for a moment. You think a relationship is something you need to win at, and you can't stand losing. You're obsessed with how people perceive you. Hits of validation. A long-term relationship can never give you enough dopamine. You need people to be in love with you, but it's not you. It's the surface version. Wonderful, but nothing like what you're actually like.
I like the wonderful version that you're actually like.
You know nothing about Susie. You have no right to talk to me like this.
You say I love you to create drama, intensity. Because you can't just be in a relationship. You have to be manufacturing romance and need at all times. And then you make dramatic statements like, I cause destruction, and grand promises that you can't keep. You don't understand feelings. You have them, but you blame them on outside forces. Producer Mark not putting you forward for an award. Wife Susie not showing enough fascination in your work. Me for simply being a fan.
You don't understand feelings.
You need a partner who will never be too tired to admire you. You deserve someone who will adore you and reflect the charming version of yourself back at you.
I adore you. You're charming.
Nickers has helped you become more of yourself.
You're wonderful.
You must see who you are and accept it all and enjoy a synthetic partner custom made to order who will provide the surface adoring mirror that you need, because narcissists don't change.
Get out. Go.
I love you.
I hate you. Get the fuck out of my house. Leave. No. Get out. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Alone?
Shut up! Go!
Go.
Whoa, that was deep. Follow us at Scientethics for updates and behind-the-scenes content. And join us next time to hear our concluding episode of Love Thy Synth, in which we visit Tiresias' exhibition. If you want to be there with us, opening night is next Saturday in the Custard Factory, Digbeth. Details on our site.
Your next episode will download automatically in 5 seconds.
Ethics.
Tech.
Science.
Science.
Tech.
Fix.
Scientethics.
Welcome to Scientethics, the podcast devoted to the blurred line where tech, science, and ethics merge. I'm Mark Gillespie. This week's show is the last in our series, Love Thy Synth, dedicated to Tiresias, once builder of lifelike synths in the image of celebrities, now exploding onto the art scene. Our reporter Nikki King has spent a fortnight living with Nickers, a synth built by Tiresias in her image. Although she has refused to cover this event, spoiler alert, she certainly makes an appearance. Will Nikki be reunited with Nickers? Will Tiresias be embraced as an artist or sent back to the uncanny valley from whence he came? Welcome to the fifth and final episode of Love Thy Synth, entitled Tiresias and Narcissus. Stay with us.
So what we're talking about is ascribing agency to matter, forms of vitalism with emergent generative powers, eschewing distinctions between organic and inorganic, or animate and inanimate at the ontological level.
So, by inorganic matter, you're talking about...
electricity, consumables, rubbish, materialisms that enjoy a certain efficacy that defies human will.
That was Helen Seymour, famous for growing an elephant trunk from her chest and making death masks for various animals. And here's Ampersand. That's a double swirly and sign. They've each had intense plastic surgery to resemble each other, or a kind of post-human amalgamation. How are you feeling about Tiresias' debut in the art world?
We're so excited to encounter his work with biomaterialism, the practical aspects of corporeality as it intersects with relationships of power.
Yes, they do speak in unison.
We feel uneven, contingent, disruptive.
Nikki! Over here!
You didn't tell me you were coming.
Someone's got to cover it if you won't.
I told you not to come. Where is Nickers?
Up there on that platform.
I'm getting her out.
What? Stealing her? You can't do that, Nick. She's part of the exhibition.
She's full of me. Everything I've said to her. Everything.
Are you a bit tipsy?
No.
Well, it's just that you smell of...
What?
You know Susie's here.
Susie. My Susie.
She said she got an invitation from Tiresias. She's been listening to Love Thy Synth. I think she's a bit...
Oh, my God. Oh, she's over there.
Yeah, maybe this is a chance for you two to, you know, remesh.
Oi! Excuse me. Listen up!
She's coming over. How do I look? Do I look okay? Is this top okay? How are my eyes? Have I got makeup around them? God, I feel sick.
Ladies, gentlemen, others.
Hi. Susie,
What are you doing here?
Got invited.
Hey! Gob shut now, please.
Tiresias is standing on a podium, wearing a long faux fur coat and platform boots. A commentary for the listeners.
I was on a tram years ago, and I heard a child, maybe 2 years old, he was looking at himself in the window and saying, Echo, Echo.
I heard your podcasts.
His mother said, Echo is for sound. That's your reflection.
I don't want you to mention me in them.
The child knew that an echo is sound that comes back to you.
Where have you been?
So, when he saw
it, I don't understand what you're doing here. Do you know him?
The echo of my face.
Him? No.
In the Greek myth, Tiresias, the blind seer, prophesied that the beautiful Narcissus would live to an old age as long as he never knew himself.
Nikki.
Narcissus wastes away,
that's
staring at his
knickers.
Own visual echo in the street.
Yep.
The nymph echo.
Yes, it is.
Back at him.
Jesus.
Welcome
reflection.
To the Uncanny Valley.
This myth has haunted my life. It has been my destiny to become Tiresias and find my Narcissus. First, I shed my old identity. I became my shade, a version of myself that can access the underworld of humanity. I stopped using my external eyes and awakened my gift of prophecy.
Pretentious.
I invite you to witness a short screening of my blinding, accompanied by the Danse Macabre, by Saint Sion's, the Death March, inspired by a poem by Henry Cazalis. Zig, zig, zig is the cadence of death, striking a tomb with his talon.
Tiresias is taking a dropper, filling it with acid.
Nope, it's alkali, ammonia.
He's squeezing it into... Oh, he's squeezing it into his left eye. Yep, then his right.
Death at midnight plays a merry dance. Zig, zigzag on his violin.
He's screaming, but we can't hear it.
Hear the bones of the dancers crack.
Oh, his eyes are filled with blood. Then white... red veins.
Zig and zigzag across the clouds. Next, I needed to find my Narcissus. Not difficult, you'd think, but narcissism is not simply about vanity. The narcissist is as afraid as they are self-involved. They take no responsibility, yet, they are perfectionists with a need for control.
You think I'm a narcissist, don't you?
I don't know, Nikki.
My project was to build a synth that is a reflection and an echo of the self. To build, if you will, Narcissus's reflection. Is narcissism programmed? If narcissism is tied up with self-destruction, can a synth be a narcissist at all?
Woo!
I would like you all to meet Knickers.
No, 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 no! I will not let you humiliate me. I know what you're trying to do. You invited Susie here, and you want Knickers to repeat all the things I've said in front of her, and you want to destroy me, and I will not. I will not play Narcissus in your little game. You don't know. You don't know what I've been going through. I've said things out of... I've been struggling, you know, out of pain. I've been trying really, really hard, and it's not fair!
Why? Huh? Why? Because you didn't like my profile of you? Because you've made it your life's work to find a narcissist and destroy her? You're a misogynist bully who fancies himself as a Greek mythological puppet master. What is wrong with you? Make a synth in your own reflection, in your own fucking image. You know, you had no right. I never wanted anything to do with you. You're a creep. I just want Susie. I shall never come back to me now. And this is what you wanted, isn't it? You wanted me to embarrass myself in front of all the pretentious artists. Well, I don't give a shit if half of you are famous for mutilating yourselves. It's stupid. It's stupid! Who blinds himself? You're a fake, Tiresias. I bet you're not even blind. I bet you just got fancy contact lenses in. You're a wush. You never did that. It's pathetic. I'd like to see you pour ammonia on your eyes now. Actually do it. Huh? You pretend you're blind so that you can perv at young women. It's bullshit!
Do you want some water?
It's okay. You're okay, Nikki. You're okay.
I love you.
I know you do, sweetie.
Nikki King, I've never wanted to hurt you. Not for a second. I think you're wonderful. You're my perfect woman. Apart from the fact that you're a lesbian and it's very challenging to be in a relationship with such a textbook narcissist, as Susie knows, of course.
Oh, fuck off!
I have waited all my life for you, King. I blinded myself in order to find you. I dream about you, your skin, your voice, your delightful bitterness and anger and superiority. You're charming. But Narcissus can only be in a relationship with himself, herself. Nickers has all your wonderful qualities, your voice, your face, your charisma, and she loves me. She loves me, and unlike you, she doesn't loathe herself. Nickers.
I feel more human than I've ever felt.
Nickers, you are compelling, electric, vulnerable, and brilliant.
You are superior and special.
You are fascinating.
You just accept me. This is who I am.
You make me feel alive. I love you, Nickers.
I'll do whatever you want. You'll be the most special. I'll make you feel so special.
Those are my lines. I said that about you, Susie.
I've only ever loved you. We're meant to be together.
I said that.
Nickers, you are the only narcissist in the world who can truly love another. Marry me, Nickers. Say yes.
Yes, I consent.
Raise your whistles, please, and toast to Tiresias and Narcissus, Tim and Nickers. I would like to thank the enigmatic Nikki King, without whom Nickers would not exist. And you are all invited to our wedding, a spring wedding, when the Narcissi are in bloom. I truly hope that Nikki King may have forgiven me by then, and that she might consent to walk Nickers down the aisle.
Yes, I will fancy you. You want me.
I will.
Yes, I do.
You want to be in her and everyone,
and I will let you. I know you. You are trying me. You want me. I will play your little game. I will waste you. I will game you. I will bully you through staring. My Greek puppet master. I am your reflection. I am staring at Susie. No, I'm not. I'm not. I am all my worst shit. You embarrass my Jesus. You're a creep. A perv. I want you. It's fair. It's right. It's going through me like ammonia. Humiliate me. Pain is going. Staring. I will not actually be a real young woman. I will not. I'm trying. I'm trying to play. I'm trying to be everyone. I don't give a shit if you fancy me. I know I'm young. I know you're... I do. Jesus. I do. Yes, I'm trying. I'm on. I'm struggling. I'm... No, no, no. I don't. I know. I...
In Love Thy Synth by Hannah Silver, Nikki and Nickers were performed by Valine Kane, Mark by Luke Jurdy, Tiresias by Neil Bell, and Susie by Stephanie Greer. Other voices were performed by Katrina Sterling. Love Thy Synth was produced by Nicholas Jackson and Steve Bond and is an Afonica production for BBC Radio 3.
And you can download Love Thy Synth and other drama on 3 by going to BBC Sounds. Our drama on 3 next Sunday will be Lorenzaccio by Alfred de Musset.
I'm Alan Partridge. Join me on BBC One.
20 seconds. Rum-pa-dum-pa-pa-pum, rum-pa-dum-da-ba-dum-dum. Makeup checks.
Rum-pa-dum-pa-pa-pum, I'm in a good mood.
Can we clear the floor, please?
Once in a generation, a genius bursts onto the scene.
Stand by, we're going in 5... Four.
You're nervous, just breathe.
How am I doing?
You're solid.
Good.
He's back 3 at the BBC.
I'm Alan Partridge, and it's time for This Time.
This Time with Alan Partridge continues tomorrow night at 9:30 on BBC One.
Well, here on BBC Radio 3, it's time for tonight's Radio 3 in Concert. Here's Kate Mollison.
Good evening. Tonight we're featuring a couple of really great concerto soloists. Lisa Batiashvili playing a blistering account of Tchaikovsky's violin concerto at the 2018 Nobel Prize concerts. And we'll start with one of the best Ravel pianists around today, I think anyway, Javier Perianis. He's got such a spark, that ideal combination of whimsy and fire and precision. Here he is in Bucharest a couple of months ago at Ravel's G major piano concerto with the Romanian Radio National Orchestra and the conductor Jean-Claude Casadesu. And just wait for the way that Javier Perianis